The UN peacekeeping mission in Mali gets a boost as the United Kingdom is to send a contingent of 250 troops in the country in 2020. According to a statement released via the UK Ministry of Defence website, the troops were deployed in recognition of increased instability in the Sahel region of North Africa with the aim of developing long-term sustainability peace in Mali. The soldiers who will be based in Gao, eastern Mali, will address a key capability gap of the UN mission and will join an international contingent of over 15,000 military and police personnel for an initial period of 3 months. The Mali civil war, which started in January 2012, could so far be termed as the toughest UN peacekeeping mission. Here is General Denis Kliaspo, head of UN peacekeeping mission in Mali, speaking to UN News.
First of all, the UN mission in Mali is important not just for Mali, not just for the region, but it has implications for other parts of the world. So it's a conflict that should and do concern a lot of other countries. And we see that manifests itself in a huge commitment in the force, with some 55 nations being dedicated to make a difference. Second part is that it's a very challenging mission that has threats that seldom come to UN missions. We have IED threats, we have other asymmetric threats that makes it a difficult operation. It's serious in the sense that it affects the population at the end of the day. The Malian populations are the victims every day. And in particular in the central region, we have a lot of attacks against civilians. We see women, we see children being attacked in different locations, and this is an environment that is unacceptable, and we will do everything we can to mitigate these threats.
Somebody has described the UN mission in Mali as probably the most dangerous peacekeeping mission in the world. What would you say to that? What is your view on that?
Well, I haven't done the comparison, but it is a difficult mission. And sadly, we have had too many fatalities in the mission. The way forward is to stay firm, to stay proactive, and to adjust to the threat environment and be unpredictable with regards to these armed groups that challenge security. We will continue to do so. We are determined and we are focused on our mandate.
What is the greatest need for you and the troops in Mali to be able to succeed against these violent forces in the country, particularly in the north?
To make progress, the most important part for the country as a whole, and also to ensure security, is to make sure that the government extend its authority throughout the country, being present, providing social services, including security. That will be the best way to bring the country back to peace and stability. We will be there as a facilitator, as a supporter, but the government is the key actor in this place.
For people who may not have the map of Mali, can you describe how broad, how wide, how big the country is? Because you mentioned government presence in many parts is probably lacking. Describe how large an area is covered and why that is a challenge.
Well, it's a large country, and it's some 14 million people in the country. Comparing it to other countries, in particular in Europe, most of them would be dwarfed by the size of Mali. Moving from Bamako up to the north, where we have stationed, takes some 3 hours of flying, and that's not at all at the very north of the country. So it's a huge area to cover. Some parts of are dense in the central region and southern part, but in the north there are the people that live there are dispersed, small villages, and they are spread out throughout this vast area.
It seems it's not just the UN peacekeeping mission that is active in Mali. There is also the French counter-terrorism operation going on in Mali, and we also have the G5 Sahel Joint Force. How do you, as force commander for the UN mission, combined with all these other elements, are there too many chiefs, too many actors making things complicated. How are you managing?
Well, at the end of the day, we all share the same aspiration and bringing peace and security to Mali. We have different mandates and we have different reporting chains. But on the ground, we share this aspiration of moving things practically on the ground. So I say with great determination that the cooperation works very well. We meet, we discuss, we exchange information on a daily basis on different operations. We will have to continue to do this even more in the future. But I'm very pleased with the cooperation that that we enjoy. And it's a necessity to have different missions because we have so different mandates.
The situation in Libya, a lot of people believe that is what has led down south to the deteriorating situation in Mali. How much is the situation in Mali affected by instability or insecurity up north in Libya?
It's difficult to say to what extent, but there is a correlation. What happens in northern Africa, in Libya, impacts Mali as much as it impacts the neighboring countries of Mali. And we will have to continue to monitor the development there in order to better understand how security and threats towards security will develop in the coming months.
If somebody's feeling a bit hopeless, thinking that the situation in Mali is just worse, how would you, as force commander, give them hope? Tell them that you can see light at the end of the tunnel. What signs do you see?
I see some very promising signs, and I would like to emphasize the government's commitment now, stepping forward, realizing the urgency and the need to be more proactive in the various parts of the country. I see the international commitment, both in terms of providing resources, but also being clear on the requirements to further support. So when we look at this, I am confident and positive that we will see progress being made over the next 12 months.